This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Royals television broadcaster Ryan Lefevre joins us on the show. Ryan, how you doing today?
Hi, Carrington. Good to talk with you.
Absolutely. Happy to have you join us on the show today. Ryan, I started today's show just a little bit disappointed because yesterday the ballpark was perfect. The crowd was out there. The celebrities were out. People I didn't even expect to be at the game. Carlton from Fresh Prince was at the game. It was one of those special regular season games to be at the ballpark, but the home team just didn't do their part in delivering last night.
Yeah, that's a everyone take that one pretty hard when you get a crowd like that and a moment like Jack Caglione making his big league debut. I mean, that ovation that he got when he was announced, I mean, that was a top three for me for either a Royals debut or in this case, a home debut. And it didn't take very long before Aaron Judge almost knocked the Hall of Fame over. But yeah, that's a disappointing one. There were many years, I'm sure you remember when you were a lot younger, and I apologize, there's a guy without a muffler driving by me right now. I should give you his license plate number. Maybe someone would reach out and get him a muffler. Anyway, in some of the dark days of the franchise, there wouldn't be very many games like that, 25,000, 30,000, whatever. And the team always seemed to play bad on days like that. And it felt like, man, this was our one chance to get people reengaged with the team. But this is a different team. It's not a great team yet. It's not a bad team. It's somewhere in between, still trying to find itself almost 70 games into the season.
Right now, we're joined by Ryan Lefevre. We actually have a little bit of breaking news. Cole Ragans has been placed on the 15-day injured list. That's going to be retroactive to June 8th. They also designate Trevor Richards for assignment. They are bringing back Lucas Erceg and also Jonathan Bolin. Both of them have been added to the roster now with Reagans and Richards being moved off the roster. I guess let's get your thoughts on this breaking news with Cole Reagans. He just seems like he's been a little bit off. He's given up 4 earned runs in his last 3 starts. He's given up 4 earned runs or more in 4 of his last 5 starts. We're talking about a guy right now that has a 5.18 ERA. This is certainly not the Cole Reagans last year that was an all-star.
No, and the Cole Reagans that a lot of national people predicted might win the American League Cy Young this year. So I'm hearing it for the first time, too. I'm assuming, is it the left biceps or is it the left groin again? There was some concern about his biceps, and he was moved back because of that. So he's got a couple of things he's dealing with right now, which is difficult for him because he's just a hard-nosed, no BS kind of a guy that just wants to be out there and pitch. And so I know he's frustrated more than anybody else. But I guess temporarily it solves the question of what are we going to do with 6 starters.
So he has been placed on the 15-day injured list retroactive to June 8th. It is a left rotator cuff strain. That's what they have his injury down as, a left rotator cuff strain.
Well, he had been pushed back because of some tightness in his biceps, and then he had the issue with the left groin. So, yeah, that's a third ailment he's had in a very short period of time.
Ryan, we've only got to see a handful of Jack Caglione games. What have you seen from the young guy so far? What are you impressed with by him?
Well, I got sucked in like everyone else did when he was in the minor leagues, and here's another Jack Caglione home run, which is great, and it's exciting, and he has the ability to hit a lot of home runs. But for a team that needs to get going on offense, I think it's more realistic to look at what other ways Jack Caglione is going to do to help the Royals win, because he likely is not going to come up and hit 25 home runs in a half or two-thirds of a season. So what is he doing when he's not hitting home runs and he's getting hits? And it wasn't the prettiest at-bat that he had in his first at-bat at Kauffman Stadium last night, but there was a runner at third with less than 2 outs. His bat was shattered by Max Fried, but he got the job done, and that's something that this team has missed all season long offensively, hitting with runners in scoring position. And when I say hitting with runners in scoring position, not just getting a hit with runners in scoring position, but getting the job done with runners in scoring position, where it's either moving a runner or getting a runner in from third. So here's this big guy that HUD wants to call Lumberjack, and he looks like a lumberjack, and he'll probably hit one as far as Aaron Judge hit one last night at some point, but he got the job done in the situation.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Hey Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
That called for him to get a runner in from third with less than two outs. So he's not a one-trick pony, I guess is my point. He's hitting the ball to left field, he's hitting the ball to center, and he's hitting the ball to right.
Right now, we're talking to Ryan LaFever. Breaking news, Cole Reagans has been sent to the injured list retroactive to June 8th. Where would you kind of rank that ovation that he got? I was thinking back to Roman Anthony, who made his major league debut with the Boston Red Sox a couple of nights ago, and he got a standing ovation. Same thing happened for Jack Caglione. It did feel like at least it set up perfectly. He had a runner on first and third, a chance to drive in a run yesterday, got a very loud ovation. Where does that kind of rank with some of the ovations that you've seen in your broadcasting career?
You know, that's a good question. I would have to put it a top three, and I'm just trying to think. The Alex one, when he made his debut, I mean, that was a huge deal. It was opening day, and he came up and he got a standing ovation. And I think we knew that people were excited that Alex was there and that he would get a nice ovation. But, I mean, it was a loud, long ovation. He had a great at-bat. He ended up striking out. And then he got another standing ovation on his way back to the dugout after he had struck out. I don't remember Bobby's ovation. I remember his first hit when he got the double for his first big league hit to help the Royals win on opening day. I don't remember Eric Hosmer's ovation when he arrived in the middle of the season in 2011. I remember that we had a spike in attendance like we did last night. The team wasn't very good, and they were playing Oakland, and I don't remember how they were playing at the time. But this was the Yankees, and they're in first place, and they've got a lot of stars, so there was more than one reason to be at the ballpark. But that was that the ovations, for whatever reason, the ovations that I remember, and not just for players, but you know, being on the field for, Mike Moustakas's retirement ceremony or being on the field for a Hall of Fame ceremony or opening day, when the ovation begins before Mike McCartney even announces their name, for some reason, that's the one that gives me the goosebumps. And we just had the Moose ceremony at Kauffman Stadium, and Eric Hosmer, Alex Gordon, and Jason Vargas came up out of the dugout and started walking out to take their place on the field. And before Mike McCartney could say that they were here, the ovation began. And for whatever reason, that stands out for me. And Jack Caglione, I don't even know if he got the donut off of his bat yet and left the on deck circle. He was just starting to make his way to home plate and the ovation began and it continued. I mean, everybody was standing for his entire at bat.
That's what I thought made yesterday kind of the perfect intersection of everything. And we talked about this before our show yesterday is I can't think of too many games like that than the Royals have had. You mentioned Bobby Witt Jr., his first game was on opening day. Same thing for Alex Gordon. Like they just haven't had many of those top prospect come up in the middle of the season. You can kind of see the attendance bump. You can kind of see the buzz and the energy surrounding one player. It reminded me a lot of Zach Greinke's first start, and Greinke gets a strikeout to get off the field and just the crowd kind of goes crazy. You could just feel a lot of the hope and the optimism that the Royals currently have a prospect, a guy who looks like he could be one of the better power hitters in their organization. They just haven't had many prospects like that.
Yeah, I agree. And I'll also add to that the exposure that these guys get is so much different now because of MLB.com and the MLB network. I just think we're all more aware of not just our prospects, but we're aware of all the prospects. I mean, there are Pirates fans who know who Jack Caglione is. And that was not the case 15 or 20 years ago, unless you are really following the game closely and you subscribe to Baseball America and you studied each team's prospects. I mean, maybe if there was someone you know, I think about like from my childhood. I mean, I remember where I was standing in my house watching Bo Jackson's big league debut. It was on, it was nationally televised. You know, Bo Jackson's playing a major league game before he plays an NFL game. And so I just think there are so many avenues now for fans to know who the top prospects are, not just in their organization, but all throughout baseball. So Jack Caglione making his big league debut was not just a big deal in Kansas City. I mean, it was all over MLB.com and everywhere, you know, everyone that was covering baseball knew that the Royals' top prospect was making his big league debut.
Ryan, I saw two things this week that absolutely blew my mind. Number one was the catch that we saw in the Angels and A's game. That is one of the best catches that I've ever seen. Also, the home run that got hit yesterday by Aaron Judge. Like, you've seen some great home runs in your day. This was one you knew from the moment you heard the sound of the bat, that thing was out of here. And that is just one of the furthest home runs that I've seen. I was at the home run derby when Mark Trumbo hit the home run. But we're talking about, I mean, this is a ball that's being thrown 60 miles an hour and you're trying to hit massive towering home runs. I don't think I've ever seen a guy hit a ball as hard as I saw Aaron Judge last night.
Yeah, I've never seen a ball hit that far at Kauffman Stadium during a game in my career. And I, like you, I heard it before I saw it. And I knew where it was going, but I lost sight of it. And so, but the way it went off the bat, for whatever reason, I just fixed my eyes on the Hall of Fame. And I didn't see it land, but I saw it on its way back down, coming below the letters of the big lighted Hall of Fame letters atop the building there. I mean, it was like, I mean, there's an expression that we say, you know, he hit it out of sight. I mean, he literally hit it out of sight, and it was loud and it was hit hard and it was measured at 469. And I think I said on the air, if that's 469, there's no such thing as a 500 foot home run. Cause I don't know how you can hit that any harder and any farther than he did. The Trumbo one I watched on television. I wasn't there. And, you know, those balls are juiced up. And like you said, I mean, they're designed to ooh and awe everybody. But in a game at Kauffman Stadium, I mean, the one before that, I don't remember what year it was, but Albert Pujols, when he was with the Cardinals, he had a grand slam off of Gil Mesh. And it hit the bottom of the Hall of Fame on the fly. And nobody could believe that he hit the Hall of Fame on the fly. I mean, this thing, if he hit that ball another 10 or 15 feet, you know, he would have hit it over the Hall of Fame.
Right now, we're talking to Ryan Lefevre, one of the voices of the Kansas City Royals. Ryan, we've asked everybody this question, and I want to get your thoughts on this. J.J. Piccolo, a couple of weeks ago, he said that he looks at Jack Caglione as possibly being a Pete Alonso type. We've had some different people on. They've given a Pete Alonso. We heard someone give Giancarlo Stanton when he was with the Miami Marlins. When you look at Jack Caglione, is there a player comparison? Is there a player that kind of comes to your mind that you think he could project out to be?
Now, that's a good one. The Pete Alonso's a good one. Pete Alonso being a right-hand batter. I mean, I think immediately our minds will go to another left-hand batter. I mean, I would Jim Domi type of a hitter maybe, although I think Caglione is going to be a lot more athletic than Tomy. I don't think Tomy ever played the outfield. He started at third and finished at first and then ultimately was a designated hitter. But just a pure slugger. But, you know, by all reports that he's going to do more than just hit home runs like he's already proved early in his big league career, that, you know, he's not just going to be a guy that sits back and tries to hit it 450 feet. Because what are you doing when you're not hitting it 450 feet? So he's proven that he's going to be a good hitter. I think he has a chance to hit for average. He's athletic, although he's hauling around 250 pounds with size 17 feet. There's going to be some limits to that. But he moves well. He had a nice diving play at first base in his, you know, his first inning, his first chance as a first baseman. But as a more recent hitter, just based on the build and the overall ability, I think the Pete Alonso is a good one.
And that is Ryan Lefevre joining us on the show today. You can catch him coming up later today on the FanDuel Sports Network as you get ready for Game 2 between the Royals and the Yankees. Ryan, it's always a privilege to catch up with you. Really appreciate your time today.
All right. Thank you, Carrington.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.